This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Flora Cash, Missing Home. One of the songs they're sure to perform at Alice in Winterland.
Yeah.
Only a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Alice in Winterland is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. For tickets and everything you want to know about it, go to RadioAlice.com. And don't forget, it's Tickets and Trees Week on Alice. So starting at 9 o'clock, 9, noon, 3, and 5, you have chances to win your way into Alice in Winterland. And you'll get a gift certificate for a holiday tree, which is very exciting. All right. Let's talk about the greatest artist that God has ever created.
So this comes out of the weekend with Joel Osteen.
Osteen, yeah. That's the guy, Ben. It's close. It's exactly who it is.
Osteen?
Osterstein.
Okay.
That's what we're going with. Kanye wants us to believe that he's out there promoting God. It seems like he's promoting himself, you know, as God's tool. Tool being the operative word. Yesterday at Joel Osteen's church in Houston, he made a claim that is pretty much in absolute keeping in character with who we've come to know him as. I mean, it's undoubtedly proven now. He's the most amazing art. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Fact. It's a fast fact. So here's what he said.
Have it all.
Oh, fantastic. Roll it, baby.
I'll just roll it.
Hallelujah.
I can't believe people sit there for that. I mean, I do. I can believe it because we're celebrity freaks.
Whores, right.
But I can't imagine, like, none of that makes sense to the average person, I wouldn't think.
He says, all of that.
Designers working for the devil?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
They even started laughing. He's like, the devil stole all the good producers.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
What
are you talking about?
And he pauses for laughter after he says all the good musicians. And no one does, so he keeps going. He said, all that arrogance and confidence and cockiness y'all seen me use before, God is now using for him. Thank the Lord Jesus that we have Kanye to tell us how God loves him the most and made him the greatest. Thank you.
Do you think
he's
someone that has really changed his behavior behind the scenes, or is he really off his meds? And
I don't know, Vin. I don't really know what to think about him. And
there are hard people to, like, I remember, and I've thought about this a lot, about Prince, who's now passed, rest in peace. But he's a dude who used to sing extremely sexually suggestive songs.
I have gotten hot listening to,
right,
to Prince tunes, like, oh.
Right. And he, well, and right, he can sell it too.
Yeah.
Some songs you hear someone doing that and you go, you're not pulling that off. And
yet, you're
Prince,
grossing me out.
And really, the weird thing is, Prince shouldn't be able to pull like a pencil mustache and a pompadour on a dude that's 5'2".
So intensely attractive about him.
Right. He's pulling it off for some reason. So
it's because I've heard the things he says.
But then you hear about Jehovah Witness and that he's extremely religious and you go, how do these two things,
right, coexist in the same person?
And I wonder about that as well with Kanye. Like, it seems hard to believe.
I know. It's, well, and that's my whole thing is it is hard to believe that this is his, but this is his new thing. So I believe that right now he does believe it. I mean, he's doing the Sunday services, which means, you know, he knows which is the right day, I guess.
Do you think he's actually sworn off the porn then? I mean, that's,
I don't know.
I mean,
knows?
I don't know. How does that work?
He's married
work?
To Kim Kardashian. Maybe he's got 24/7 porn. By the way, she and the kids were right in the front row. So.
Oh, so she gets to go to this too.
Oh, lucky girl. Whole family was there.
Is she actually going to dump him?
I don't know. It seems like maybe they just feed each other's craziness. I don't know. But she loves
it. I can see
it.
Them being together forever just because of that.
I actually hope they are, because I just think that he doesn't need to be cut loose into the world. Like, I bet she's a stabilizing factor. Because he is not a stabilizing factor for her, right? That's her mom or her family, whatever.
Her companies. Yeah.
Right, whatever it is. Speaking of
the camera.
Sure. That's a steadying factor. Well, I got to put a good face on for the camera. Mm-hmm. And for him, he's just like, you know, Kim, she wears the clothes I tell her to wear. She wears the shoes I tell her to wear. She has the kids I tell her to have. She keeps me steady. And she sits in the front row. And she's adoring.
Good for her.
Speaking of the Kardashian clan, Kylie Jenner, who is the youngest.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She's the other.
Billionaire.
Right. She's the youngest billionaire ever.
I always get confused with her and her
Kendall.
Mom.
Oh, Chris?
Yeah, Chris
no.
Jenner.
Do we call her mom her dad?
Yes, it's her dad, but it's a she. I think she still calls her dad.
I think so.
She calls Caitlyn.
Well,
dad.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm saying I get them confused. The parent and the child confuse me at times. So
Kylie
go
Jenner
on.
Is the youngest billionaire ever. It's mostly due to her Kylie Cosmetics. So this ought to keep her in private jets for a while. She just sold off the majority of the company that made her a mogul. She unloaded 51% of Kylie Cosmetics to Coty. They're behind Clairol, CoverGirl, Max Factor, and many others. She got $600 million to give them 51% of her company.
So that's in cash?
I guess so. I don't know. Probably. I mean, listen, $600 million.
Bucks,
it's got to be a complicated arrangement, right?
Yes.
So
it's genius. That's the move,
right? You build it up, you sell it. And by the way, so she still owns 49% of the thing. So, but basically, what they've purchased for $600 million, she'll still make money off of the cosmetics. I have no idea what the cut will be or whatever it is. But they've given the reins financially to Coty. In a joint statement, Coty and Kylie said together that Kylie would continue to lead all creative efforts and communications initiatives, which means they're going to take advantage of the fact that over all the social media platforms, she has something like 270 million followers. So they will continue to monetize that. So basically, she says she's excited to partner with Coty to continue to reach even more fans of Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin all around the world. This partnership will allow me and my team to stay focused on the creation and development of each product while building the brand into an international beauty powerhouse. Because Coty will take it international. I don't know how international it was already, but congratulations.
Is Coty a widely known name?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
I've never heard of it.
Coty. And it's like I think there's a Coty line of cosmetics anyway, and then they just started acquiring, I don't know if they always owned all those brands, but they own a ton of brands. But they had
I think I knew them from fragrances.
I was just going to say, there's a Coty perfume.
Yeah,
and
fragrances, cosmetics, skincare, nail care, professional and retail hair
stuff.
Care products.
Yeah.
77 brands they own as of, last year.
So congratulations to Kylie Jenner and to Kanye, really. I mean, to everyone in that clan. I mean, they are just...
What about me?
Not really. I haven't done anything lately.
All right, well, I'll leave.
This is hilarious.
Is it?
Yes. I love Nicolas Cage. I really do. I just think he's fascinating as a human being because he's so bizarre. And I've loved a lot of movies that he's done. You know, Peggy Sue Got Married and Valley Girl or something, I think it was called.
Arizona.
Raising Arizona. How could I have not led with that? I love that
movie.
Might
be his best.
I'm with you. I think that's his best
Moonlight.
Movie.
Moonlight?
Yep.
With Cher?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Big one.
Con Air. Oh, Gone in 60 Seconds. Love that movie.
Leaving Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. So he is in talks to star as Nicolas Cage in a drama called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. If this deal closes, he would star as actor Nicolas Cage. This but he would be playing a character, so it's a it's him playing him, but in kind of a made up scenario.
Okay.
The character is desperate to get a role in a new Quentin Tarantino movie, which actually seems like real life.
Uh-huh.
While also dealing with a strained relationship with his teenage daughter. Doesn't he have a strained relationship with his teenage son in real life?
Mm-hmm.
He also occasionally talks to an egotistical 1990s version of himself who rides him for making too many crappy movies and for not being a star anymore. The Cage character is under a mountain of debt and finds himself forced to make an appearance at the birthday party of a Mexican billionaire who happens to be a fan of his work and secretly hopes to show him a script on which he's been working.
Mm.
So he goes down to this party, and he's bonding with this guy, and then the CIA informs him that the billionaire is actually a drug cartel kingpin who has kidnapped the daughter of a Mexican presidential nominee, and now he's recruited by the U.S. government to, I assume, just get intelligence, and then it winds up being some rescue mission.
An action movie.
In which Nicolas Cage has to save this person.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I know. It actually does sound super fun. I hope it happens. I would personally go and see that.
Before you switch stories, yeah. How about a Nicolas Cage fast fact?
I'd love a Nicolas Cage fast fact. Oh, that is that. Fast Fox.
Was that guy English?
Let me hear the other guy.
Go back to the other.
Is Foss that Fox fact?
Sounds Aussie, kind of. I think he's Aussie.
Nicolas Cage was offered the role of Shrek, but turned it down because he was afraid kids would only think of him as an ogre.
Oh.
So the whole next generation of movie-going fans would never be able to see him in another role.
Well,
so he turned down the three-picture piles.
I know.
And piles.
Well, lucky Mike Myers. He's great as Shrek.
He is great as Shrek, but it was offered to Nicolas Cage.
That is so funny.
And he said, no thanks.
Did Mike Myers come up with the Scottish accent thing that Shrek does, or was that like going to be part of the, would Nicolas Cage have had
well,
to do that?
Well, the next guy, actually, so we know very famously, the next guy was Chris
Farley.
Farley.
Oh, he was offered the role
and
too?
And the audio was, you've heard the audio.
Oh, yeah.
He did half the film before he died.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, very sad, but he'd done a bunch of the work.
And they did had he to, do it in the
I don't think
accent?
He did.
Oh.
I'm not sure, but I know we've heard it.
Right. No, that
it's
does
out
sound
there.
Familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jeopardy did their Tournament of Champions, and it was a chance for James Holzhauer, who is the most recent, one of the most recent terror, to face off against the woman who took him down.
Oh.
Emma Beecher. Beetcher, Beecher.
Is he super bitter about it and wanted to, like he thought he'd never lose? I'll live forever.
I don't think he's bitter about it,
but
in the end, he beat her ass anyway. So.
Okay, good. Well, that's.
He won $250,000. She came in second. She earned $100,000. And somebody named Barcom, Francois Barcom. I'm sure I'm totally mispronouncing.
You really have to have time to read everything in every particular category every day forever in order to be good on that show.
That's fill
but
his
you'd
head
have to
with,
be
you'd have to. You have to be a trivia monster.
Because I have moments where I'm like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
Right.
But there's empty, giant empty spots where the answers should be.
I know. I feel like me and you, between the two of us, a lot of times
maybe
we can get the answer to stuff. So if they'd let two people play together and
sure
we could, you know, two halves of one halfway decent brain. So basically, in the end, he managed to come back there. Let's see. So combined with his regular season's winning, he is at $2.712 million, putting him behind the most winning player, who is Brad Rutter. His all-time winnings were $4.688 million. Sorry.
Whoa.
And Ken Jennings, who is the Jeopardy legend, who won $3.37 million. So congratulations on your little comeback there, and taking down the Beecher lady. I have a couple of football stories. We'll just quickly touch on these. Gronk, who made a big announcement to retire at the end of last season, is teasing a big announcement that's coming tomorrow. He said, It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern time.
You think he's coming back?
No.
What does John say?
I don't know. I just saw this morning, so I haven't talked to John. I haven't run it by John yet.
From what I've heard, because he is a great player, and he's someone they need. They need another receiver. But from what I've heard, he is at least 25 pounds lighter than his former playing weight.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's lost all the muscle weight
because
he wasn't training.
Right. Well, apparently there's some kind of cutoff of November 30th for getting into the league.
Oh.
And that would pretty much align if it's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, though, last time he teased a big announcement trying to get everyone to think he was coming back, he was, I'm rolling out of cannabis. Hey, you guys, I'm going to get into the pot business.
Right. Yeah.
So they say the deadline for players to return to the NFL this year is November 30th. So technically it would line up with that.
Honestly, I think it would be a mistake. Look, whatever. Do whatever you want, Gronk. But he's a guy who has a lot of really people like him. Mm. And I think the... Maybe I'm coming back. No, I'm not coming back. I'm just selling more stuff. Yeah. That's a mistake.
I agree.
I think that's a real big mistake, especially among the people in New England who love him the most of all.
And quit jerking us around, man.
I think that, you know, that's, what is that, crying wolf?
Right.
One too many times, people won't care next time.
And I actually think he's crazy to come back anyway. He has been really hurt a lot of times. Like, are you doing?
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's going, they're 8-1. Are they 9-1 or 8-1?
9-1. Or I think 9-1. They
won yesterday.
So
whatever their record is, he's looking at it like, I can jump in and steal another Super Bowl ring.
Mm.
I like my chances.
I guess I'll do it.
Well, I mean, I can see why he'd want to do that.
So there's been a little bit of back and forth between him and Tom Brady. Gronk said, hey, at Tom Brady, you think this thing still works? And he puts up a picture of a big conch shell. And Tom Brady posts a picture of himself blowing the conch shell. And he writes, New England Patriots receivers assemble.
Oh, so they are...
They're co-teasing whatever this effing announcement is.
Well, then he's coming back.
Yeah,
I think it's
like
pretty safe to say.
Can you tell me what happened with Colin Kaepernick this weekend? What the hell happened?
So there's a lot. First of all, I wasn't focused in on him at all.
Right.
I did end up watching a little college football, and I absolutely watched the Niners. From what I had heard, and there's a lot of people saying he shouldn't have even considered doing this tryout. And his lawyers were going back and forth with the NFL about this tryout that he was going to get. They had demands. They wanted he wanted to have his receivers there. And they were going, okay, you can bring your receiver. You know,
on your dime.
Right.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of back and forth where many people were saying, and I said this to you 2 weeks ago, he did get blackballed and he's not getting back in.
Right.
That's my opinion. I think that he was blackballed because of his stance and that they're not going to let him play. That they're not going to, they don't.
So, but why did he cancel the official thing and go to some high school and do his own little
because
private workout?
Because the NFL wouldn't let his cameras in.
So they said no media.
He was afraid that just the NFL cameras were there, that they would tape what they wanted and send out the tapes that they wanted to all the teams. Possibly some bad throws or, you know. Not, you know, highlights. So he wanted his cameras in there. And also I heard that Nike wanted to be in there. I don't know if they were filming for a commercial.
Oh, right.
So what's his face? Kaepernick moved to a high school location about an hour away from that
60
location.
60 miles from the Atlanta Falcons facility.
Right.
He was in a different venue. Meanwhile, from what I heard way back at the scheduling point, they're like, Tuesday, if all the teams were going to send out people, Tuesday's their day off.
Right.
Tuesday's the day they should have done
the work.
This.
Not a Saturday.
And so it was super suspicious.
Right.
But the idea is this, in my opinion, and I only have that. I don't have any. But you want a job with anybody?
Yeah.
And they say, here's how you can get a job. Here's your interview. I think you just have to go. you have to go do it.
Right.
I mean, if radio stations were saying, you Sarah and Vinny, you guys want a show, we need to have you out here to do a tryout, you go.
That's what you do, because if you want the job, that's the requirement.
Now, you could argue, well, he's not going to get a fair shake. He probably won't. I'd agree with you.
Right.
But he wants to be a football player, and he wants to play in the NFL. The other league that's coming up is the XFL, and he's not going to want to do that. It's the other league. It's not
the league.
Right.
Right.
All right. But he's really disappointed, Jay-Z.
What's Jay-Z saying about
this? He just says he turned a legitimate workout into a publicity stunt. So I just didn't know if you had, like, seen some kind of insight or...
Now, Jay-Z has a company where they represent athletes. Mm. So is Jay-Z...
Well, and he's also partnered with the NFL. I mean, he's signed a deal with them.
Oh, well, so he's some kind of agent. I don't know, or someone in his company.
Yeah, well, he's very disappointed in Colin.
Thank you, Jay.
Oh, no,
Mr.
Well,
Z.
So that's, I don't know what comes of that, but it sounds like a joke.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including the Niners.
Oh. After
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:39 Monday morning. We are looking for spring interns. If you are over 18 and you can get college credit for it, please come and join the team. Send an email with your cover letter and resume and no spelling errors to uzette@radioalice.com. UZETTE at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. It's an app.
Mm.
You get the radio.com app, and then you can put this show on and go anywhere you want.
That's right.
Like around the world.
You just podcasts, listen. Everything is on
anything
there.
You have, audio.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Maybe that's not the right whistle. It doesn't matter. Go to radio, get radio.com, and then listen to radio, okay?
You were asking earlier if people from Fresno can hear us, and people texted in. They're listening
on
radio.com.
Yeah, that's the only way. I actually did get people who wrote, someone wrote, I can't hear you coming over the hill in Santa Cruz. I'm getting interference from the church station. I'm pretty sure Fresno can't hear you. And I'm like, all right, take it
easy.
Do
we have a booster in the South Bay? I thought our main tower is Sausalito, right?
I'm not sure, actually.
I have heard this station in Tahoe. So
I have too.
And it's not mistaken
really?
That I think that our far. Signal goes wide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good signal.
Yeah.
So
it's probably weather stuff can interfere too.
Absolutely.
Because I've gotten it spottily.
I'll tell you another. Well, I better not tell you because that's
tell
not.
Us.
No. I don't want to. But I, well, look.
You do want to.
Yeah, I do. Well, so when I left town back mm-hmm. in 91 or 2, uh-huh. I was driving up to Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I drove from here to there in a shot, one shot. And it was long as I drove for a long, 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 blah, 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 blah. But I could hear at night a San Francisco radio station as I could see the Seattle skyline.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
It's in the AM dial.
Yeah.
But it was
AM has real reach.
But it was shocking to be
so far.
That far.
Yeah.
But I think nighttime had a play in it, and then it was the AM dial, so right. It's very different. But anyway. Sorry, Fresno. You have to get a radio.com app.
They're free. It's just go get one. If you have a smartphone, you can have it.
So PG&E is where we start today, as they are saying there is a potential, another potential wind event coming this week on Wednesday and Thursday. And they're preparing to cut power to 250,000 Northern California customers midweek. They're saying they're looking at those winds that could damage equipment and spark wildfires.
Any place specific that they're pointing out yet?
No. Also,
but here.
Yeah, in Northern California. The CEO of the nation's largest utility is expected to face angry California lawmakers over the company's power turnoff decisions. Specifically, the first one that left a lot of people without power and not much info available.
Right. And snarky spokespeople who didn't even seem to care.
Right. CEO Bill Johnson is scheduled to testify during a legislative oversight hearing today at the state capitol in Sacramento. Hmm. So what that amounts to, I don't know.
Well, it's their opportunity to yell at the guy.
Sure. Over the weekend, the Niners had a home game. The dumb Cardinals always, for some reason, play us pretty good. And yet, we got the win. Niners win 36-26 over the Cardinals. The Raiders also got a win.
Yeah, they did.
So are the Niners have one loss?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so are they 9-1?
They are 9-1, yeah.
It's great. Unreal.
Yeah,
and
it is
Raiders,
unreal.
And the Raiders won, too.
The Raiders won, too.
Fantastic.
So, pretty good stuff. Mm. You gotta love it, right?
Sure. The home team's doing well. Well, one of them is a home team.
And Sharks won.
Oh, yes. Listen, there's 80 games. They're going to be playing through spring. So, I don't look too much at...
Yeah, we wait till the playoffs start, which is what, like a quarter of the way through the season?
Like, into the summer. Anyway, so let's see here. If you lend some money...
Yes.
How likely is it that you'll regret it? They say there's a 24% chance you're going to regret it. How likely is it you'll ever see that money again? There's also a percentage to that as well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that people are willing to borrow money. I know you're in need, but it's almost like saying there's a potential I'm going to torch this friendship.
Yeah, they say don't lend money to friends and, you know, don't go into business with friends and all. There's all these rules about friends and family that you're not supposed to do. I just really feel like the times I've been asked for money, I just try to look at them philosophically from a thank you for the opportunity to be generous standpoint.
Well, look at you go.
It's the only way you can do it because I have been burned by friends and family. And when you are expecting, so I just say, you treat this the way you want to, and if you want to pay me back, that's fine. But I'm not gonna.
You actually say that out loud to them.
I will say I'll just give you the money if it means that much to you to pay me back. Then pay me back. But I just can't because I've watched bad things happen with money, and I don't think that money is the key to happiness. And I do think that, you know, I try to be generous, and if somebody needs that and they have, because listen, it's hard to ask people for money. I think it is, you know, to ask for help. And I'm like, I am your friend and I will help you.
But some people have no problem asking and asking and asking.
And when someone asks and asks and asks, then I just say no. But, and there's been that too.
The people we're most likely to borrow money from are parents, followed by siblings and friends.
Yep.
I'm not saying anything specific when I mention this, but I do think that it's unfortunate. In me, I have a tendency, if someone were to say, can I borrow some money, I would look at how their behavior is. Have you been working hard? Are you trying your hardest and you've fallen on bad luck, or are you derelict?
Right.
And just looking for the next person to give you a free ride.
Right.
And I'd hate that about myself, but I am that guy.
You know what? Totally valid. And I've definitely looked at it through that lens before and said, no, I'm not gonna be a party to your destruction.
A third of people who've borrowed or loaned money to someone said there were negative consequences. Most common was hurt feelings, resentment, less contact with the person.
Right. That's so. I just say, forget it. It's not alone.
They start just avoiding you.
I just don't. Yeah, I just don't want that to be a part of it. If I can do it, I'll do it. And please, let's. If you want to pay me back, great. I don't want any of this trouble. I know it was hard to ask, and I just don't. I just want to be friends. Oh my God. But don't ask me again.
It's awful. It's such an awful
situation.
It's
so crunchy. It's crunchy to ask. It's crunchy to be asked. It's crunchy to expect the money back.
Money's crunchy.
Money is so crunchy. It is. It's so difficult.
Hate it. Yeah.
I know. Well, it's, and I'm telling you, it's not the key to happiness either. It's the people around you. So if pissing them off by asking for money is what's going to happen, try not to do it.
We're heading into winter.
Oh, I love winter so.
I do too.
Just a tiny bit.
This is my favorite time of year right now.
I do like fall, but man, I can live without winter.
Oy. In some cities, it's kind of a bummer because, you know.
Snow.
Well, there's.
Ice.
Gloom that it comes with. A new study ranked the 50 biggest cities in the U.S. from the most to least gloomy. Seattle is named the gloomiest city in the country, and Portland, Oregon came in second.
Well, there, you know, there the rain is the thing, and rain is just gray skies are depressing. Because even like in Boston, there'll still be snow on the ground in May. If you got enough snow, that it's just, and it's dirty and gross, but the sun's out, and the sun's out most of the time. It seems like on the West Coast, like, you hear that all the time, Portland and Seattle, that they're just, you're just miserable for,
you know,
months on end, no sunshine.
Let me begin by saying, even though you stole her, I still love Jane the most. And Jane is our, I don't know,
I
what do you want to call
her?
Like a...
assistant program director?
Oh, no, no, I was going to say goth.
Oh, sure.
Goth model.
Sure.
Goth goddess.
Vampire
goth,
weekend. Goth,
yeah. Right. Yes. Something like that. Do you think it's in radio, people are usually like, you know, New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, big city, big city. Mm-hmm. Win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think she's like, give me Seattle and a rainy, dark day anytime.
Well, she doesn't seem like a sun worshiper.
No, my God, are you kidding?
But it is a mood effector. I don't know.
Everything she does is in black and white on her Jane pics.
Janie, text us and tell us if you like rain, I guess. Is that the question?
Well, I know she worked in Portland. I know that's been
know
on her.
She worked in Reno.
Reno, yeah.
And Portland.
Yeah.
She was at NRK, I think, which is the alternative
NARC station.
Station.
Mm-hmm.
The NARC station. Good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I do think that it's a mood thing. Like, I get, you know, physically sad.
Oh, when I lived in Oregon, there was no doubt by February I had to get out of there.
Right.
Like, I just got to go to California for a visit.
Right. I just got to find the sun somewhere.
Out from under the clouds. Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Detroit, all ranked high on the gloomiest cities in America. Mm. Phoenix was the least gloomy, if you're wondering.
Well, Phoenix is pretty sunny all the time.
I'm going to guess it's sunny, what, 300 days a year?
Probably more even, right? I mean, they don't get a lot of rain. Mm.
This story is on travel. Seems to be the thing everyone wants to do.
Yeah.
There's a 32-year-old guy named James Michael from London. And back in August of 2017, he and some friends went to Malawi in Africa and went swimming in a lake in Lake Malawi.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Apparently, while James was swimming in the lake, a parasitic worm.
Oh, my God. As soon as you said Malawi, I was like, the guy got a parasite.
Crawled right into his body through the front.
Through the snake?
Through the hose.
Oh, no.
Then it laid eggs inside of him.
Oh, God!
He didn't know it had happened until almost a year later.
Oh, my God.
When he started losing feeling in his legs and having spinal issues.
Oh, my God.
Of course, it took doctors a while to figure it out, but it was a parasite in his body, which is, you know, I imagine doctors are going through a number of normal tests,
right?
It probably took forever to find out he's got a parasite in him.
Well, you're not looking for that right off the bat, right?
Right.
When was the last time you were in Africa? Over a year ago. No, I guess it probably isn't that. Do you remember when he turned out to be kind of a semi-friend of the show, Lex from Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. He was on Survivor Africa, mm-hmm. and he had gut parasites after the fact and was sick from them. Remember that? He was telling us how he had to go through all these treatments and stuff.
I don't remember that.
It took medication to kill the worms.
Worms. The guy had worms. If doctors
hadn't figured it out, he could have died. Oh, I feel like I would have been trying to cut him out of me.
Oh right.
God, just get him out. I can't. How am I supposed to sit here?
With worms in me.
With worms living inside me.
Oh, God, that's hideous.
That's it. I'm not going to eat anymore. What do they eat? I don't know.
Your body.
Rat poison, will I eat that? I'm going to put some of that in me.
Unfortunately for James, there will be long-lasting effects. He said the doctors have told him there's only about 30% chance he'll make a full recovery.
Oh, my God.
And that's 10 years from now.
One trip to Lake Malawi. Mark that down on the places I'm never going yeah. list.
It's, you know what? I've started traveling. I haven't even started yet. I have a one-year-old. As soon as she's old enough to start traveling, we'll start hitting the usual suspects yeah. of travel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get there. No. That's not an option. I mean, by the time I get through Italy and France and Germany and all that, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get to Australia.
But you got to go to Ireland. That's, you know, you've got
Ireland,
some people there.
Sure. I mean, that's not. Africa absolutely. On your list?
Africa is on our list. We want to do a safari, but.
But Lake, no swimming
I'm not
going to
be swimming in Lake Malawi. Right. I'll tell you that right now. I just heard the news about Lake Malawi.
Actually, you do, you know, South Africa, there's very famous surf spots there. And when the pro tour goes through there, every one of them ends up on safaris.
Yeah.
And so you see on all these guys' Instagrams, yeah. the incredible animals that they come
do say it'll
very
change
close
your life.
To. Real, like.
Yeah, right there.
This is real life. Have a look.
You know, Safari West, which is up in, I don't know.
Santa Rosa.
Right. Sort of up in the hills up there. That's worth a trip. It's a lot less expensive than Africa. And it's freaking amazing. Like, you're in a safari. Mm-hmm. You've done this.
I've never done it. Oh. I've always wanted to do it. And I actually want to stay in the tents overnight also.
It's so amazing. Like, you're going through herds of, like, African wildlife. And like, ostriches are walking alongside yeah. your vehicle right there. They'll peck you, for God's sake. It's incredible.
You feel safe in that
pretty safe.
Jeepy thing?
I mean, they're definitely like, hi, how you doing?
It always looks like it's going to tip over.
No, they know what they're doing up there.
You have to cork your urethra or what?
You don't go swimming in Lake. They don't have Lake Malawi there.
They don't? Okay.
No. I know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, Colin is an absolutely terrible football player. It was... terrible, and that's why he left. Oh, they must have meant he was terrible, and that's why he left. It had nothing to do with his stance. No, look, I've heard people say that, and you're allowed to have your opinion. He took the Niners to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And while he may not have been the best quarterback, it's still huge to hold that position down on a team that runs through the whole season
right.
and through the playoffs
right.
into the Super Bowl. He was a good enough player right. to have done that. He's good enough to play for, insert, Bengals or anybody, any other low-ranking team.
Or any team that needs, he's good enough to play for whatever team. He's been blackballed. I completely agree with you. And it's because he kneels on the field, and that is it.
408 says, I think Jimmy Johnson is finally retiring from NFL Fox and Gronk is going to replace him.
Oh.
That's the announcement. He was on the show yesterday and I think he did very well.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot to say about things.
Why would Brady be in, you know, making those...
Like they're friends, so
yeah, but
who the hell knows?
But it's so leading. Why would he get involved with that?
Hey,
I think he's coming back.
Can you help me out? Help me out, Tom.
He's coming back.
He's like Chloe's brother.
It's Moonstruck, not Moonlight.
Oh,
big difference.
Well, listen, you're right. Actually, there is a lot of difference between those two movies. But still, he did one with Moon in the title. Deal with it. We get things wrong. Sometimes we talk for 5 hours straight.
Honestly, I never saw it. I know that someone They must have gotten some Academy Award consideration for right?
That was a big movie. Like, it got a lot of awards, yes. Uh-huh. I think she might have won Best Actress.
I think she did.
Yeah, that's only... I never saw it. I know of it it was in the award.
It is. It's a great movie.
Best Actress.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You would actually really like it.
I don't know if I would.
I think you would. It's great.
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with the music charts, because we usually do those on Mondays, but also terrible news for Charlie's Angels.
Oh my God.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.